Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Let the Children Fly. And in this podcast, I want to share a story about my 14-year-old son and how he kept going after his younger sister, who's 11. And it's like he just woke up one day and decided he was going to be a police officer over her life. And it started out with sitting in the front seat. So we have four children, and so the older kids have been able to sit in the front seat and take a turn up there, obviously a lot longer than the baby has. And so I realized, oh, wow, it's time for Ellie to move into the front seat and to have a, you know, to have her week, to have a turn. And, you know, the younger kids were sitting in the front seat years younger than what she was currently. And so we just kind of got into this habit of she just always sits in the back. And so I kind of graduated her to being able to sit up in the front seat. And my son just constantly was saying, she shouldn't be in the front seat and she's not old enough and she's not tall enough and she should be in the back. And I mean, this just went on day after day after day. And there was one time that she was sitting up there and it was like he just was not going to let her be joyful about it. And he just was tearing her down with it and kind of putting her in a place of, so to speak. And I just kept telling him, you do not need to worry about it. It's okay. I'm the mom. I've got this covered. You seriously do not need to have eyes to see this anymore. Let it go. To no avail. He really was struggling with it. And then it happened again over a pair of shorts. It's so funny. They go to a Christian school where they have a dress code. And my daughter came out and asked, actually, she asked me one evening, hey, do you think I could wear these shorts for school? So we did the whole little measurement check and we're like, yeah, I feel like they're okay for school. And Hudson's like, they're not. She can't wear them. They're too short. And the next day she wears them. She's feeling all good about her outfit. And he's just all upset. She's not supposed to wear them. You're going to get a phone call, you know, yada, yada, yada. And finally, I just was like, what is going on with him where he's breaking connection and it's like he's just decided his role is to be a police officer and to call everybody out on what he thinks is not right. And it was kind of frustrating, to be honest with you. But he came home that afternoon and I decided I needed to have a conversation with him. And so I began to ask him, what is going on inside of your heart where you are really with your younger sister specifically, where you are feeling like you need to please everything that she does? And I started asking him, you know, are you mad at her? Is there something going on deep inside your heart and you're feeling angry and you're kind of like getting her back by taking away some of her joy? Are you, you know, like what's going on here? So we know that with 14-year-old boys, especially, their brains are changing and their brain chemicals are changing and the way that they think is opening up. Like there's just so much changes going on inside of him. And part of what a teenager does at that age, which can be extremely frustrating for the adult, but part of what's going on inside their brain is that they're awakening to things that they've never seen before. And so because I was already aware of that, I asked him, I said, are you just feeling this like newfound love of justice and that you are just seeing things like black and white kind of for the first time? And is that what's going on inside your heart? And he finally was like, nope, that's not it. And he started unfolding, Mom, if Ellie sits in the front seat and you get pulled over by a police officer, that's going to cost you something and you're going to have to pay for that ticket and you could get in trouble. And I don't want you to get in trouble for that. Mom, if Ellie wears those shorts to school and she gets called out for it, they're going to call you and you're going to have to stop doing what you're doing and you're going to have to come up and bring her another outfit. And I don't want that for you. That's going to cost you something with your time and your energy. And I don't want that, Mom. And all of a sudden I realized, okay, this kid is doing it wrong. He's not doing it very maturely and he's not overly doing it very kind. But this kid is rising up to protect me. He's protecting me and my time, my resources, and my whatever. And that is what we want our sons to be someday in the world, for the widows, for their wives, for their children, for those that are struggling, for those that are being bullied, right? This is who we want these boys to become. And as my son's brain is awakening to some of this stuff, again, he's not doing it right, but he is doing it. And so God just showed me, help your son to learn how to be a protector in a way that actually is winsome to the one that he's protecting and not actually hurting the one that he's protecting. But I just thought this was such a great testimony that I wanted to share, that oftentimes our kids do not do it right. They don't always do it even loving or with kindness, but the heart of what they're doing is so in line with the Father. So I just want to encourage you, as you have behaviors that are arising with your children and you're just like, what is this? What is this newfound role that they're taking on? It could very well be that something is blossoming or awakening inside them, and God does not want you to shut it down. He does not want you to discipline for it. He actually wants you to track with Him to discern what it is, so that you know how to get underneath your child and empower them with the skills and the tools needed to be able to steward what He is waking up inside of them. All right, come on, be blessed. That is a great testimony of what God is doing inside our children's lives.